You've got to tune to the afternoon show. It's KEXP Seattle. Kevin Cole with you. Just heard some Booker T. Right before that, some Cajun Swamp music. Going back to 1968, Tony Joe White, Poke Salad Annie. Man, I love that song. I loved it as a kid. Still love it. Such an awesome groove in that song. Also in that set, some Alabama Shakes. We heard St. Paul and the Broken Bones with Call Me from Half the City. The Ovations, going back to 1969, a song called I'm Living Good, song written by Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham. And Replacements guitarist Slim Dunlap starting off the set, Times Like This, his track from 1996. And joining me now live on KEXP, audio and video, Lucinda Williams. Welcome to KEXP.
Thank you.
So great having you. I've loved your music forever, and I don't think you've ever been here.
I don't think so either.
It's great having you here. So thank you for taking time out after a sold-out show last night at the Neptune.
Thanks for having us.
So we'll talk about the new album in a sec, but how about introducing the band, if you don't mind, and playing
okay.
A couple songs? And
On guitar, we have Stuart Mathis. On bass, we have David Sutton. And on drums, we have Butch Norton.
Welcome, guys. Great having you here.
Why don't you come over on the east? Okay. This is cool. I'm facing the band. Maybe we should start performing like this.
Oh, no, I don't want you to see me. No,
but then I would have my back to the audience, so I guess that wouldn't work.
Lucinda, do you record this way? Like looking at each other?
Yeah.
When you're not isolated?
I'm isolated in a booth, you know. But, yeah, we can all see each other, and we're all playing at the same time and everything.
Yeah, we're going to be moving to a new home in about a year, and one of the things that we've talked about in talking to artists, they've really enjoyed this room for as kind of unpretentious as it is.
It sounds really good.
Good,
actually,
good.
Yeah.
And artists love being able to look at each other and kind of just huddle in a circle.
Yeah. Let's see. Why don't we do West Memphis? This is a song that I wrote after watching the wonderful documentary West of Memphis, mm-hmm. about the three kids who were unjustly accused of this horrible crime. And okay.
Thank you.
Lucinda Williams and Band live on the afternoon show here on KEXP. Two of the more pointed or political songs from the record, West Memphis and East Side of Town. The new album is Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone, and it covers a lot of emotional territory, in part because it's a long album. It's a double album, your first double album.
Yeah.
I think you have 11 studio albums now. What made you decide to do a double this time around? Was it, like, intentional, or did it just kind of end up that way?
Yeah, well, we actually recorded enough for three albums. We ended up with about 30 some odd tracks, and, you know, so it was clear to everybody involved there's no way we're going to be able to narrow it down to one album. And so we did a double album because we could and we wanted to.
Yeah.
And I actually had enough songs for a double album when the West album came out, but Lost Highway didn't really want to do that, and so I wasn't able to do it then.
So this time around, you have your own label, Highway 20, and so does that give you that kind of freedom to do what you want and do a double, do a triple?
Yeah. And the songs can be as long as I want them to be, and...
Yeah.
You know.
It's a great, great sounding record.
I mean, thank you. I'm real proud of it. And, I mean, I knew I was taking a little bit of a chance doing it, putting out a double album. Some people were going to, you know, maybe comment about that or whatever. But, and it's kind of risky, too, because some double albums, you know, have maybe kind of a lot of filler on, you know, every song doesn't really hold up, but I feel like this one does. And, you know, some of my favorite albums have been double albums, like Blonde on Blonde.
Great album.
I think is a good example of that, you know, and the Allman Brothers Live at the Fillmore.
Yep.
So it can work sometimes.
Well, it does work on this album, Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone. It's just got a great flow to it as well. And I love the idea that you had that kind of freedom to just let the songs kind of play out, dictate what you wanted to do when all was said and done.
There is a lot of spontaneity around the songs and, you know, that wasn't planned ahead of time or anything.
Are there any other things about having your own record label like that's a real advantage here? Like, does it actually affect the music itself?
No, I mean, I've always, you know, had a lot of creative freedom because I just insisted on that.
Yeah.
And Lost Highway was an awesome label to be on, you know. So I never really felt, you know, held back in that regard, you know. But usually a lot of times labels make decisions based on you know, monetary things, and you know, so at that time, you know, when I wanted to put West out as a double album, it was, they didn't want to do it because you'd have to charge more for the album, and then people might not want to pay that much, and you know, kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm sure there's finances that go into it. Just out of curiosity, what happens to all those other songs?
Well, it's going to come out. We're going to put it out, I'm not sure when, but later in the year, I guess, you know.
Cool.
And
so your first album came out in 1979, so you've been doing this a while, and this question might seem a little weird, which could be good or bad. But tell me, has your relationship with your voice changed over time?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you feel more expressive? Is it easier? Is it harder to work with?
No, it's easier, and I feel more expressive, and, I mean, it's a lot, it's richer.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah, I'm in pretty good shape right now, you know.
I would say so. I mean, this is a great record. It just sounds so good.
Thank you.
And it's got such a relaxed feel to it, yet it really touches upon a lot of issues. And just changing the subject a little bit, I'm really sorry to hear about your father's passing.
Thank you.
Miller Williams passed away on the first of the year, I think.
New Year's Day.
And for those listeners who don't know, just a widely admired and acclaimed poet, he recited a poem during Clinton's second inauguration. And the title of the album comes from a line from one of his poems that you actually set to music.
Right. Well, I took his poem, Compassion, and turned it into a song. The actual poem is quite succinct and short, and so I took that poem and, you know, kind of branched out the lines and made it into a song.
Yeah, and it starts off the album. And it kind of makes a real statement, I think. And I thought musically that song is a little more stripped down, less fleshed out. Did you do that on purpose to draw more attention to the poem?
Well, I went in and just, you know, put the song down, which is my vocal and guitar, with the intention initially of adding some other stuff around it and kind of fleshing it out, sort of like a Nick Drake kind of a vibe or something. But then, you know, Tom and Greg Lees both said, you know, this sounds really cool just the way it is. Let's just leave it alone. And then the next big decision was where to put it on the album. And I think Greg Lees was the one who said, let's start the album off with it, which is unusual because usually you'd put a solo acoustic song at the end.
Yeah. It's a great start, and it sets a tone. There's such kind of a tenderness to it, maybe even a quality of forgiveness, I don't know.
Yeah.
And definitely an empathy, you know, there's a line, compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want it.
Yeah.
But I think the second song, Protection, really is kind of emotional. It's like a nice 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
That song's kind of like a mantra. It's like the lyrics, I need protection from the enemy of love, the enemy of kindness, from the enemy of rock and roll, and the enemy of soul. That's great.
Thank you.
It's Lucinda Williams live on the afternoon show here at KEXP. Do you mind maybe playing that, Protection?
Yeah, no.
I should just add, Lucinda and band on Friday playing in Victoria, BC, on Friday the 13th.
Oh, is it Friday the 13th? Yeah, if anybody wants to
take along
to cross the border into Canada, we'll be over there.
And then spending Valentine's Day in Spokane, Saturday night.
Yep.
Well, that'll be easier to get to. How far is Spokane from Seattle?
It's about 6 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a beautiful drive.
Okay.
You got to go over the mountains. Then you get kind of in the desert plains for the last 3 hours. It's beautiful. Beautiful drive. As is going up to Victoria and Vancouver.
Ready?
Yep.
I've seen some things in life, as God is my witness. I cried and cried and nobody could help. I'm traveling through the world with dedication. What I did it all by my own sweet self. I need protection from the enemy of love. I need protection from the enemy of righteousness. I need protection from the enemy of good. I need protection from the enemy of kindness. Give me protection from the enemy of love. Now I came into the world all alone, pushing and struggling to find a home. Now I tell you what, child, go ahead and repeat it. My own trial made me stand on my own 2 feet. I need protection from the enemy of love. I need protection from the enemy of righteousness. I need protection from the enemy of good. I need protection from the enemy of kindness. Give me protection from the enemy of love.
Sounded fantastic, Lucinda Williams and Band here on the afternoon show, KEXP. Loving it. You got one more?
Yeah.
Awesome.
This is called It's Gonna Rain. And this is one of the songs that features Jacob Dylan on background vocals, who Stuart Mathis played with for a long time in the Wallflowers.
Oh, yeah. You had a number of guests on the record, right?
Yeah.
Didn't Ian McLaughlin play on it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
Yep. Yep.
That was so hard.
Yeah.
Losing him. Yeah. Yeah, we had some just amazing people. Tony Joe White.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Wilson and
Bill Frisell.
Oh, cool.
Bill Frisell.
Right on.
Yeah.
We love Bill. We love Jonathan.
Yeah.
He's a regular here.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me that that you guys hooked up.
Yeah.
I was going to play some right before you went on, and I'll probably play some after the set here.
Yeah, he produced that the Jackson Browne track that I did for the tribute album.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's Lucinda Williams and Band live on the afternoon show here on KEXP, another track from the new album and a song called It's Gonna Rain.
Tired of these overcast skies, and I'm so tired of the looks in people's eyes. I can't wait till I can go away. and it's gonna rain again today. Don't know why I'm still hanging around all these nightclubs, only getting me down. And this was never my town anyway, and it's gonna rain again today. It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna
we can all relate to here in the Pacific Northwest. It's Gonna Rain, Lucinda Williamson Band, live on KEXP. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The new album is absolutely fantastic, Down Where the Spirit Meets the Bone. Again, it's a double listening to it. It's just, it's so good. And there's a cover, a J.J. Cale song.
Yeah, Magnolia.
And that was great when that came on, because I didn't recognize it at first. I was like, what? Oh, I know this. I know this. What is it? I'm not going to Google. I'm gonna work it and figured it out. So I heard that you did a cover of Lou Reed's Pale.
Yeah, that's going to be on the next one, on the next release.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, can't wait to hear that, and excited that, you can put out music whenever and as much as you want.
Yeah, and, people can take their time listening to the album. It's, just like we did when Blonde on Blonde came out. You don't have to listen to the whole thing at once.
Yeah, it's nice to do
savor
that. Spend
it.
Some time. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you've made an album to savor.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lucinda and David Butch Stewart. Thank you guys so much. Jim and Luke and Shelley on the video crew. Thank you guys. Kevin Suggs on sound and Lucinda, top-notch crew here helping out. So thanks to all you guys. And again, thank you so much for joining us
on KEXP. Thanks for having us.
It's the afternoon show, KEXP, Seattle.